Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Health insurance, Cover Oregon. We have a lot of topics to discuss today, and in the studio, I have a great deal of expertise. I have Miranda Helligsgo. She is the Outreach and Enrollment Coordinator for Coastal Family Health Center. Hi, Miranda.
Good morning, Donna.
It's good to have you here in the studio. I also have Judy Mahoney. She is a Cover Oregon Outreach and Enrollment Worker. Hi, Judy.
Good morning, Donna.
As well as Linda Dugan. Linda is a certified Cover Oregon insurance agent.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, Linda. We also have in the studio Stephen Blakesley. He is the Clatsop County Health Department Health Promotion Specialist, and he is going to kind of sit in the background until the very end, although say hello for a moment, Stephen.
Good morning.
Okay, we're glad to have you here. So maybe at the end, Stephen will do a little wrap-up here for us. But because there's a lot of mythology, there's a lot of confusion. We've all read and heard things. Before we begin to discuss Cover Oregon and the Affordable Care Act, which is why Cover Oregon exists, let's just learn a teeny bit about each one of you. Judy Mahoney, please tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes, I live in Astoria. My husband, Brian Mahoney, also lives in Astoria. He's the current director of the health department. And I started doing the type of work that I'm doing when I was working with the Oregon Health Plan's Healthy Kids program. So I'm basically doing the same thing, helping folks enroll in health care. Before it was just children, and now I'm enrolling individuals and their families, and really enjoy doing that here in Clatsop County.
And maybe we should discuss what the Oregon Health Plan is when we discuss also what Cover Oregon is, just to have a base, a foundation. And Miranda, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. So I'm the Outreach and Enrollment Coordinator at Coastal Family Health Center in Astoria. Coastal Family obtained a HRSA grant, which is a federal grant, to do this outreach work for Cover Oregon to get people enrolled and educated about the changes in the marketplace. So I live here in Astoria. My background's in social service work. I previously was at Head Start. So I'm excited for this new role and this new time. It's very exciting.
Excellent. And Linda, please tell us about yourself.
I've lived in Warrenton for about 32 years. I'm currently an independent insurance agent. And I'm helping with Cover Oregon, certified agent with Cover Oregon. And I enroll, as we all do, enroll in the folks in the Oregon Health Plan, Healthy Kids, and then a qualified health plan. And so I help in all three areas as well.
Okay. Stephen, do you want to say anything now?
Sure. So I live in Arch Cape, and I've been the health promotion specialist for a little over 3 years now. And my mission with that job is really to build a healthier Clatsop County. And so getting everybody covered with health care is a major component of that.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do Healthcare 101 a little bit today. So we'll talk about what is Cover Oregon and who is it for? Why does it exist? And what's the difference between Cover Oregon and the Oregon Health Plan?
So Cover Oregon is an online marketplace for Oregonians where they can shop for and enroll in healthcare benefits. So any Oregon resident can enroll through this Cover Oregon portal. And it's a way for them to find out if they're eligible. If they're low income, they may be eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, which is Oregon's Medicaid. And if they are of higher income, then they would probably be enrolled in private health care insurance, but they may be eligible to receive tax credits and cost sharing assistance that would lower some of their costs.
All right, so if I have health insurance and I'm happy with it and it's fine, would I want to go to the Cover Oregon website? Although we're going to talk about the Cover Oregon website too. But okay, and Linda's going to jump in here.
Yes, because You need to confirm that your health insurance qualifies for the Affordable Care Act requirements, because I did have somebody come in the other day whose health insurance did not qualify. The health insurance company had not let the person know that their health insurance did not qualify. So they would have kept that health insurance for the whole year, and at the end of the year, they would have had to pay the penalty fees because they did not have health insurance that qualified. So yes, you need to at least, if you haven't already heard from your health insurance company, contact them. Say, I want to stay with you. Does it meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act?
So really, this affects everyone. Then, in other words, Cover Oregon isn't just for some people. We're saying that unless you're on, like, you know, Medicare or something, Cover Oregon is for everyone, and everyone, even if they have insurance, needs to check out what Cover Oregon offers. Is that correct?
I think everyone can check out Cover Oregon. I think that's important. But people that are already covered by employee-sponsored plans and they have their coverage already, Cover Oregon wants them to keep those employee plans. If it's working for you and your plan is still good, then you should keep that plan. So if your employer is already paying for your insurance through an employee-sponsored plan, then you should go ahead and keep that insurance. Everyone can go and look at Cover Oregon and see if they're, especially if you're purchasing your own insurance or you don't have health insurance. But one of the questions that they're going to ask on the application is whether or not you have health insurance already. And if you have health insurance that you're happy with, I think that that's probably a direction that people should stay, especially if your employer's providing that insurance.
There is an urgency to signing up for this, though. I mean, and obviously we've been hearing about problems with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act and then even Cover Oregon. You need to fill out paper applications, not online. How do we address, let's talk about this time urgency in which people need to do something.
And Cover Oregon has just hired 400 temporary workers to help process these applications that are coming in. But there is a sense of urgency. Thank you, Donna, because as the website portal was designed, people would have been able to go to the website, complete the application, select a plan, and get the enrollment process done all in one step. But since the portal is still not up and running as designed, people can still go online and fill out what we're calling a fillable PDF. So it looks like a PDF document. They click on it and they can submit that online. They can receive assistance to do that. And through community partners and such, they can get a paper application. So that process needs to start now, because that's step one right now is filling out the application. And step two is selecting the plan. And then the last step would be for them to actually enroll and, if applicable, pay that monthly premium to get their coverage started. But that urgency, as mentioned before, since this process is slower than it was designed to be, they need to start now so that if they want coverage to begin in the new year, it's important for them to just begin the process right now, not to wait.
And if someone feels like, oh, this seems overwhelming to me, I'm not sure how to choose a plan, you all are here to help. And there are workshops coming up, correct?
Yes.
So someone's listening to this program right now, and we know that the website is not completely functional yet. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, you all are, Cover Oregon is responding by bringing more people in, and you're on this program, and you're trying to make things simple and easy for people in what seems like a fairly complex kind of scenario with healthcare. So what are the most important things people need to do now if they feel like, I think I need help, I can't just go onto the website and do this myself?
So they need to call one of us so they can reach. We have several people at Coastal Family that can help with enrollment assistance. We've provided assistance. We've submitted about 100 paper applications already. And I think it's really important for people to know that we are enrolling. The process is happening. There's a lot of misconception right now that it's stagnant, nothing's happening. I think it's really important for people to know that we're enrolling. We're doing the work. It's happening. And it's a little slower than maybe what we predicted it was going to be or what they thought it might be. But the good news is we're headed in the right direction, and people are getting health insurance that previously could not get health insurance. You know, Oregon Health Plan has no more waiting lists, no more lottery system. The income guidelines have been expanded. And so no more pre-existing conditions. People can't be denied insurance based on pre-existing conditions. So I think there's a lot of really good things that are happening. And I think we need to focus on the fact that we are getting this done, and paper applications are being submitted, and people are going to be getting enrolled.
And Linda?
And I've had some of my clients have actually received responses from Cover Oregon and more questions on their paper applications. So they are processing them. They are sending them back to the clients if there's questions, and then the clients are responding back. So
even though, you know, we're hearing all this in the press about how frustrating the situation is, it's not working, actually you all are excited. You think this is a really good thing, and it is working. It's just working more slowly, and there is a time crunch in which, you know, people really have to do something right now.
So they need to, for coverage January 1st, your application needs to be submitted or date stamped by December 15th. So that's for coverage for January 1st.
Yeah, that enrollment process needs to be done by December 15th, not just the application, but mm-hmm. all three steps. And if people don't know where to go for help, the Cover Oregon website has a link where it says enroll online coming soon, but in that same link area, they can click on Get Help Now, which will lead them to an area where they enter their zip code and answer a few questions, and then they can see a list of anyone in Clatsop County that can assist them no matter where they live. They can find a close insurance agent or community partner to assist them to start that application process.
Okay, I think that's important for people to know where they can go to get help. And these workshops, there's a workshop tomorrow in Warrenton at the Head Start office there from 5 to 7 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So tomorrow in Warrenton, 5 to 7 p.m., and you all will be there making a presentation, helping people who want that hands-on. I mean, sometimes...
Judy and I will be there helping people fill out the applications. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then there's also one on Friday, November 15th, at the Clatsop County Building at 800 Exchange, and that's from 1:30 to 3:30 on Friday. On Saturday, November 16th, there's one at the Cannon Beach RV Park from 10 to 2. And on Saturday, November 16th, there's one at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside from 2 to 4. So you have the workshops. We're going to give information to our listeners about how to reach you all at the end of the program.
Great.
Do you feel like that's going to solve most of the questions people have? Or are there issues that people don't understand that you all would like to talk about now?
One concern that I have as an agent is sometimes people will fall in that income bracket where they'll end up getting the Oregon Health Plan because it's like 138% of the poverty level. So somebody is 62 and is collecting their Social Security right now and falls into that Oregon Health Plan. They are, once you're 55 or older, you're accumulating an estate liability. So if you find that you're getting the Oregon Health Plan insurance, you want to talk to your estate or trust attorney to make sure that you're set up for that estate liability you'll be accumulating.
Okay, so. See, there are these little complex threads that we don't understand, which is why it's great to have a human being helping you. Stephen, mm-hmm. is there anything you want to say at this point? You want to wait till the end? Okay, good. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. We're talking about Cover Oregon and how to learn more about it because it affects everyone.
Everyone.
And in the studio today, we have Miranda Helixgo. She is the Outreach and Enrollment Coordinator for Coastal Family Health Center. And how is the best way for people to reach you, Miranda?
They can reach me simply by calling the clinic, which is 503-325-8315. We have several people at Coastal Family, and we've been real busy doing application assistance there, just answering questions. All of our services are free, no cost to you. We're happy just to sit down and talk to you about what your options might be. We're happy to help you fill out the application. We're happy to send you to an insurance agent if it's out of kind of our realm of expertise. So we're just there to provide any sort of assistance we can.
So Coastal Family Health Clinic Care, you don't have to be a patient there?
No,
to do
you
this,
don't have to be a patient.
And you don't have to be low income. So Coastal Family Health Care is a resource.
Though we do see a lot of, we're the only federally qualified health center on the North Coast, so we see all patients regardless of their ability to pay.
Okay.
So we do see a lot of low-income clients, but we are also helping lots of people that are interested in purchasing qualified health plans or have lost their health insurance for a variety of reasons. So.
Okay, good. So Miranda is with Coastal Family Healthcare here in Astoria, Oregon. Mm-hmm. We also have in the studio Judy Mahoney. Judy is a Cover Oregon Outreach and Enrollment Worker. And how do people reach you, Judy?
So I work out of the health department. The quickest and easiest way for folks to contact me is on my work cell, 503-358-2333. There's also a message phone at the health department, 503-338-3684. And anyone can come in and make an appointment. If they don't live in Astoria, besides the health department, I'm also taking appointments at Providence Seaside Hospital.
Yes.
And for folks in Cannon Beach, I can make an appointment to meet at the Elk Creek Terrace Apartments. And I can also meet folks and work out something if they are working during the day and it's inconvenient for them. We try to be very flexible. So absolutely anyone can call for assistance. It doesn't matter, like Miranda said, what your background is. You might already be insured and you can afford to pay for this health care insurance. We can still assist you to get started on the process of getting in private health care insurance.
Okay. And we also have in the studio Linda Dugan. Linda is a certified Cover Oregon insurance agent. And Linda, one of the, we want to know how to reach you. And one of the questions we have here, too, is that what is the role of assisters versus insurance agents? How are they working together? Because you're an insurance agent, whereas Miranda and Judy would be assisters in helping people enroll. Could you please kind of address that issue?
Well, as insurance agents, we're going to know a little bit more about the health insurance companies and more about the income issues, like I focus on, like I talked about, the estate liability if you have an estate. Where I'm not as knowledgeable is on the Oregon Health Plan and the Healthy Kids programs. I really don't know so much who the providers are, but I can help with the providers and all the other things on the private insurance programs. I think that's would you agree?
And Linda's allowed to give counsel comparing those health care plans, whereas we as community partners are not allowed to compare plans.
Okay, so your role is just to say, here are the plans that are available, and now you choose what feels right to you, and we will help you with the process of signing up. Whereas Linda, an insurance agent, and there are other insurance agents working too,
yes,
with the program,
uh-huh.
You can actually say, well, tell me more about yourself. And, I think this is a better match for you than that is. And here's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. And on the application, there is a place to put the name of an insurance agent or an assister that you're working with. And I really want to encourage everybody in Clatsop County to fill in that spot, because if you get a policy that has a premium, there's some commission dollars, not a huge amount, but there is some. And we want those to come back into Clatsop County. So unless you put an agent's name and their license number in that spot, Cover Oregon will be keeping the commissions, and they will not be coming back into our county. So I think it's critical to find, when you fill out the application, to make sure you have an agent's name and license number in that location.
And then that brings those small commissions mm-hmm. back to this area.
Yes.
Which is what we want to try to do. Mm-hmm. What are some of the frustrations that you all have had, and what are some of the exciting things that you're seeing happening with this program?
I know that I've been seeing a lot of people that have never had insurance in their life, and they're so relieved, and they just are incredulous. It's like, really? Can I really do this now? And it's great news, especially for people that I'm seeing that have pre-existing conditions. So it's just a wonderful thing.
And the pre-existing has nothing to do with whether you're low income or you're not low income. I mean, the pre-existing has been a real problem for people for forever.
Yeah.
And people that had those pre-existings were on the Oregon Medical Insurance pool, I think, and those have all been discontinued as of December 31st. So it is critical for those folks, all of those folks, to get their applications in so they have health insurance January 1st.
Yeah, all the people on the Oregon Medical Insurance pool have been recently sent an application in the mail with kind of some instructions about what's happening. They've received a Cover Oregon application telling them that the Oregon Medical Insurance pool is essentially going away because we don't need it anymore, because we're not going to base their coverage based on pre-existing conditions anymore. So they can get insurance just like someone without a pre-existing condition. So I think a lot of those people will be getting those applications in the mail is what I've been told. So,
and there's also a component of tax credits. Do we want to address that? I mean, that's probably something that is better done, in person when someone's sitting down with you. But mm-hmm. For people who have their own programs, let's talk a little bit about tax credits.
Well, it's interesting because if you're right around that $16,000, you qualify for, if you're a single individual and you earn up to $15,856, you qualify for the Oregon Health Plan. So if you make $16,000, you would qualify for a regular insurance policy. But you could have zero premium. So you could have a this insurance policy where you could go visit, you could go to any, you know, any physicians in that plan and still pay zero premium. So that's why it's important to meet with somebody so you can see where you want to be. Also, if you, again, if you go with that Oregon Health Plan, you've got that estate liability. So there's a lot of little nuances out there. So it's critical to get some guidance.
Right, because I think the main thing is to keep it simple for people, because it can be a fairly complex issue. And it sounds like right now, even though the website isn't functioning as you hoped, and where are we on that? I mean, how are we addressing these current issues that are not quite, you know, perfectly working yet?
Well, we're doing the paper applications, and so the website being down, you know, has kind of affected the speed in which we can't get an instant eligibility determination, but we're still submitting the paper applications.
So the website isn't really down. I mean, the website's up and working,
you
can't enroll
online.
The website
is up and working. You just can't enroll online, but the website is up and working. You can get kind of a snapshot of your of what you might qualify for. I've been telling people, you know, that's just a snapshot, because it's whatever you enter, you know, as your income is what they're going to base that snapshot on, where they can compare plans a little bit.
So is qualifying then, I mean, then if pre-existing conditions aren't a factor, then qualifying for a particular plan and your eligibility, that really just depends on income?
It's income, and they use location, because depending on which insurance company is in your location, and tobacco use. And age. Those are the only qualifying.
And number in family.
Yeah.
Or unit. Household unit.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, no more health questions
just
on your
tobacco.
On your health insurance application anymore. No more health history. Mm-hmm. Just whether or not you use
really?
Tobacco.
Really?
Yeah.
And
if
that's
and
amazing.
And if you're pregnant, they do ask if.
And if you're pregnant.
If you're
so
pregnant.
All right. So, and is the application? Is it overwhelming, or is it fairly simple?
You know,
simple?
What I'm finding is that people are overwhelmed when they first sit down and I pull out this packet of application.
It's 20 pages.
And by the time people are done, they're like, "That's it. That was all it was." Because it's really not too bad. You don't have to provide copies of your income at this point, because they're going to verify everything through the federal hub. They're going to verify your identity and your income through the federal hub when you submit your application. So people have actually been really relieved. The application is taking on average about 15 minutes for a simple situation, a little bit longer for a more complex situation. But it's actually relatively painless. People have actually been really pleasantly surprised.
Oh, that's excellent. That's really good. We need some good news.
Yeah,
there's
some good news in this, I think.
So people should come to their application enrollment meeting a little prepared. They bring their income information for what they expect their household will gross annually for the month they're doing the application. Like if they meet with us now, they'd bring what they feel they'll make in November for their gross household income monthly. They'll forecast for January, and they'll forecast for the entire year of 2014. They'll also list any tax deductions or adjustments that they make. If they're currently insured, they need to bring their policy info and such. But it's pretty straightforward, and like Miranda said, the application isn't taking, you know, very long, half hour or less.
And they're when you're forecasting your 2014 income, they're bouncing against your 2012, because that was the last tax return. So if there's a difference between your 2012 and 2014, there's a line to explain that. And that needs to be put in there, because they will find that difference. So you need to explain that.
All right. So
well.
Really, you don't need anything from your doctors. I mean, unless you're pregnant or smoking, those are the two main things.
Yeah, right? But you don't have to. No, I mean, it used to be that you had to submit some verifying pregnancy information when you filled out for Oregon Health Plan. That's no longer the case.
So it's really a matter of income. And if people still have questions, I would like us, we only have a few minutes left, so I want Stephen to be able to say a few things too. But I want to again mention these enrollment workshops Thursday, that is tomorrow, November 14th, at the Warrenton Head Start from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, November 15th, Clatsop County, the county building in Astoria, which is room 430, and that's taking place from 1:30 to 3:30, and that is Friday. Then on Saturday in Cannon Beach at the RV Park, Cannon Beach RV Park, 10 to 2, Saturday, November 16th at the Bob Chisholm Seaside Center from 2 to 4. Very important, try to go to these workshops and bring your income information, and you will have people helping you fill out these applications. You can also reach all of these fine people who are on the program today. And it is crucial that you do something before now, because December 15th is really kind of the last date that you'd be able to do all of this.
Well, open enrollment goes through March 31st, and I think that's important to remember.
Okay.
People can apply through March 31st.
Right.
If you want coverage starting January 1st, it's the December 15th
okay,
deadline.
So if you want your coverage to start January 1st, and
yes.
there is something in Cover Oregon for almost everyone, it
yes.
sounds like, seniors, children, midstream. And Stephen, what have we not covered? What would you like to say?
So there are other sisters in Clatsop County, and as Judy mentioned, you can find the names of those people on the website, but just off the top of your head, Judy and Miranda, do you know how many people are currently assisting in enrollment?
I would say there's probably about 10 total in the county.
And what are those organizations that are involved in that?
Coastal Family Health, Clatsop Behavioral Health Care, Providence Seaside Hospital, I believe Columbia Memorial Hospital will be coming online with some assisters. I've heard they've started their training out of the health department and various private insurance agents.
Okay, so if you have a private insurance agent that you already are working with, that person will know something as well. And then, Linda, we never told people how to reach you, by the way.
My phone number is 503-440-3909. And my office is at the top of 8th Street. It's 1394 8th Street, up there by Peter Pan Market in
okay.
Astoria.
Good.
Steven? Are you between the bulldozer and the backhoe?
But it's promising.
You can stop and get a piece of carrot cake at Peter Pan. Stephen, what else?
I think one thing that's really important to remember here is that to focus in on the messages here in Clatsop County that we are enrolling people, we are moving forward. We hear a lot of news about the big Affordable Care Act debacle and the online problems. But we are moving forward. That is the good news. And so people really do need to keep moving on this here in Clatsop County. And there's a lot of people that can help make it happen so we can all get insured.
And Cover Oregon. Oregon has been a kind of a pioneering state in so many, many ways.
Yes.
And so even though there's just the little glitch with being able to enroll online, it's still up. It still has a picture of the Haystack Rock. I went to the website this morning to check it out. And any last thing any one of you would like to say before we have to end the program?
Start the process now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say just start enrolling and call and find someone that knows the facts, and you make sure you're getting good information and basing your decision on good information, and find out what you need to do and just give one of us a call. We're happy to talk to anybody, whether you just have questions or you want to enroll.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's definitely going to happen. I mean, this is a change that's going to happen, so everybody needs to get involved and start now.
Right.
Yeah, I would say it is happening. So, mm-hmm.
And the tax penalties for not having insurance, you have to prove that you have it. Again, that end date was March 31st. So if you don't have it, there'll be a tax penalty, and that increases each year.
Okay, so call your insurance agent, go to one of these workshops. I will leave this information at the studio if you're driving and you cannot, and you weren't able to write down these phone numbers. I'm going to leave all of this information here. So call KMUN anytime today and you can find out more about it. There is help. Cover Oregon is happening, and there is something good for people at Cover Oregon. So
yes.
Thank you all so much for your
hard
work.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
For everything you're doing and for dispelling some of the myths, too. I think that's important. Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, as usual, you did a grand job. And I want to extend my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things. That will help expand them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.